This is Chris Novak, science editor for the AGA. I'm here in Vienna at the 2010 meeting of the European Association for the Study of the Liver, speaking to Ramon Battier from the Liver Unit in Barcelona, Spain. Dr. Battier has just made an interesting presentation about how to translate basic science into therapies and what needs to be done in the future. Dr. Battier, what did you speak about today?
Well, thank you first for inviting me to give this little explanation. Well, in the field of liver fibrosis, which is a very prevalent disease, we have been working for 30, 40 years. We have discovered many targets for therapy, but unfortunately, these basic science achievements have not been translated into new treatments for patients. And in my talk today, I review the limitations in this field too, and the difficulties we're facing to develop these treatments. I have provided some guidelines to design new clinical studies to perform high-quality clinical trials so we can have new treatments for the patients in the future. So the main limitations are that most of the studies have been performed in mice and rats, that they reverse very easily the fibrosis, and the treatments usually are given at the time of the liver injury. So usually these studies yield positive results, but then in patients the situation is much more difficult. In patients have fibrosis, have cross-linking, have hypovascular areas in the liver, and the patients do not respond as easy as rodents do. Another limitation is the clinical trials, usually they're too short in time. So we are not patients, the companies and the doctors, to design long trials for fibrosis. It's a very slow disease, so we need probably to give treatments for 3 up to 4 years to get good treatments. But another difficulty of the field is that we need biopsies, which is to do repeated biopsies to confirm, to assess the efficacy of the therapy. And this is a limitation because most of the trials should be designed in a placebo-controlled fashion. And you cannot give a placebo to a patient that you will do two biopsies, pair biopsies. So today we're developing non-invasive methods to assess liver fibrosis, but these methods have not been assessed in longitudinal studies. We don't know yet whether these methods are sensitive enough to detect tiny changes in liver fibrosis. So I think that in the future 2 or 3 years, these non-invasive methods will be validated for following up patients through 3 years, will be able to detect little differences in fibrosis, and using this method, it will stimulate a lot to perform new clinical trials in these substances. So we have now our armamentarium of many drugs ready to be tested in patients, but we need to design better clinical trials. So these drugs, we can draw some good conclusions after the trials. Mm-hmm. This is the problem, that the trials are, we don't do many trials, and the trials are not well designed. So at the end of the road, we don't have answers for the patients.
That's right. Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you very much, Dr. Battier. That's all for now from Vienna.
Thank you.